Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello,
are you there?
Did you know it's unfamiliar? It's been a week, 2 weeks, Judith,
seems
and
ages.
That tune, I can barely remember it.
Seems ages, doesn't it? Ages.
It seems like months. It's actually only been 2 weeks, but I have had a full body crash.
Oh, Jenny, you looked ill. Come on, let's paint us a picture. Or you've been
ill. Well, do you know what? I only put that picture up on the notice board because I thought I looked quite good. I thought my skin looks nice.
Oh my God.
But I did look poorly. I looked poorly, but with very good skin. Strep throat, Judith, which is different from any other normal sore throat. And anybody who's ever had quinsy now.
Quinsy? What's quinsy? I thought that was an apple that you made into jelly.
Well, there are quinces, yes.
Quinsy sounds Victorian.
With an S. It is very Victorian, and I think in the Victorian times people died of it because you literally cannot swallow, and it's an abscess. And Daisy, our podcast Daisy, had it when she was 17 and was hospitalised with it, and then they whipped out her tonsils. I didn't get quinsy because I don't have tonsils, but I think right. I was very badly infected, and the pain in your throat is it feels simultaneously like you have a broken bottle down your throat and somebody's punched you in the neck several times.
Oh, God, Jenny.
Became phobic about swallowing. I'm still not entirely right. I'm on antibiotics, but they run out tomorrow and I'm a bit concerned. I need a few more days.
Yeah. You might have to go back, mightn't you?
And sometimes I'd avoid swallowing by just dribbling into a towel.
Oh, Jenny, that's awful. It was frightening. That must be frightening.
Yeah, there were moments where I just thought... But the thing is, you know when you're really ill, you're too ill to be frightened, you just can't really be fucked. You just go, oh, this is what my life is now. This is what I do. I just lie here dribbling into a towel.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, I know. I mean, I know it's a cliche, but you don't realise how good it feels to be well until you feel really poorly.
I'm looking forward to it, Judith. I'm looking, because I'm not 100%. I'd say I'm 87% there.
Oh, as low as that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I think I was under 10% this time last week.
Oh, my. You really have been. Well, and presumably for a while you didn't have the antibiotics.
I didn't have the antibiotics because I was. I started getting ill in Dublin. Oh, I did. I went to a great gallery. I'll talk about that later in Culture Corner in Dublin. Oh, fucking hell, though. I have to say, and I know everyone adores him, and I've seen him on stage, and he was very good when I saw him, but I saw him in a room no bigger than my sitting room many, many years ago. Michael McIntyre, Judith, was in Dublin the same night as me. Well, I arrived on the Friday night.
Right.
I'll just get this off my chest. Arrived Dublin Friday night, and I just thought, well, this is an ideal time to arrive. At 5:30, I'll just, you know, go to my room, unpack, have half an hour in the bed, and then, you know, my tour manager and I can meet for a drink and have some dinner in the hotel. I'm not venturing out. I don't, you know, I've got a job to do tomorrow. I don't want to go far.
Yeah.
Get to this hotel, and it's an apart hotel, and they have no bar and no restaurant. You can see where the bar used to be, and it's all very glamorous. It's beautifully designed. I can't remember the name of it now, but it's bang slap next to the Dublin E3 arena.
Right.
Okay. Where, on the Friday night and the Saturday night, Michael McIntyre was in residence.
Oh, fuck.
So I have a feeling this hotel was so close to the arena, they just got sick of arena crowds coming in for drinks. And they just closed down. They just closed down their facilities.
Gosh. Boring. So you had to go out and get stuff.
Every room had a little kitchenette. I mean, it was beautiful. I mean, I couldn't be bothered to take a photo of it because I was so hacked off by this point. Because, you know, and sometimes you just think, I very rarely have a night off before a gig in another country.
Yes.
You know, and I just thought,
yes.
Oh, well, I'll enjoy. Have some... Yes. Colcannon or whatever. I'll have something Dublin-y. I don't know what that would have been, but cockles and mussels.
Soda
I don't know what
bread or something.
Soda bread, yeah. Yes. Well, I got soda bread. So I had to go out and go to a fucking supermarket and get soda bread and eggs and smoked salmon. I thought, well, because, you know, no breakfast at this place. So I thought, well, I'll get something for supper that can also do for breakfast. And then, you know, I'll think about it again tomorrow. So my tour manager and I found a bar, right?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Are you saying that you both went into the supermarket together to kind of shop for dinner? Or did he have his own kitchenette and you had your own kitchenette? And
our own kitchenettes. No, there were separate rooms. I think we were on separate floors. Okay. No. He actually took himself out for a proper dinner in a restaurant like a civilised human
sensible.
Being.
Well, that's very sensible. I must say, I think that's probably what I would have done. Or I'd have had a Marks & Spencer's picnic or something like that.
I couldn't find a fucking Marks & Spencer's. I'm in a strange city. I'm in this supermarket over the road. I mean, it's all right. But Ray had gone out, got himself a decent meal. Fish. Yes. He'd had fish, like a healthy person.
Lovely.
And he said, I found a bar. So we walked to this bar. I thought, well, I'll just have a drink and then go back and have my scrambled egg and smoked salmon. God, this is getting a bit long-winded, isn't it? Anyway,
I'm going to do a ferry on you, Jenny Eclair. I'm going to do a ferry.
It's okay.
This story is going to lead somewhere and get better.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to peak beautifully, but it's not going to be as Basil Ferry story.
Well,
people can vote. Ray and I head off to this bar, proper Dublin bar, and we are against a tide of people, Judith. We are against a pilgrimage of people.
Oh, wait a minute.
There is a wall of people.
Into Michael McIntyre.
They're going into Michael McIntyre. I do not get recognised once. There is this absolute bubble of excitement that has descended upon Dublin town. Everyone's going, oh, God, it's going to be great. Sorry, everybody.
The following night when you're on.
Yeah. So this is a Friday night. He's on the Friday night. We go in this bar. It's absolutely heaving. And then it's like somebody rang a bell. And within 5 minutes of us arriving, the whole place has cleared out. I put that picture on the notice board. Because there was just us and the bloke that was in the bar that weren't going to see Michael McIntyre. I mean, it was uncanny.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
Yeah. So Ray got me a large glass of wine and I had that, went home, and I don't know whether I was a bit pissed because it was a large, and a large in Dublin is fucking large. It was like bucket of wine.
Right.
And I couldn't get the cooker to work.
Jenny, no.
No. It was a bit like your Arga that's not really an Arga because it's electric.
Yes. Oh, is it? They can be fiddly.
Oh,
yes, they could be fiddly. Yeah. Could you not get it to sort of induct or whatever it does?
I couldn't get the cunt to induct. I was absolutely livid. I'd had a shower.
Sorry,
I was in my pyjamas.
Oh my God.
And I had to get this. Honestly, and I could feel her rolling her eyes at me. I could feel her eyes.
Whose eyes? Whose eyes?
Well, the girl that came up from reception. She needed help, Judith.
Of course you did. I always need help. Always need help.
I needed help. And then there was a light flickering in the bathroom. And I thought, oh, that's going to get on my nerves. So I had a shower in the dark. I was all over the place. Anyway, there you go. I think that just tops your ferry story, Judith. I think
it's marginal. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm really sorry. I think I painted a picture of a tide of fucking... You know,
that bit wasn't bad. Yeah, that bit was
giddy.
Quite good.
Arena goers. And just to finish it off, as I lay in bed that night, I could hear the laughter through my walls.
Oh, you couldn't.
No,
you
couldn't really. That'd be insane. But you know,
yeah, like a goal. Like a goal near a football pitch. You mean?
And the thing was, he was on again the next night. So you know, it was exactly the same. 24 hours later,
He's so successful, isn't he?
Yeah. He's like a really good plumber. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does. He does. I mean, he does sort of deliver, doesn't he? Really. Mm.
It's like having the name of a really good handyman in your address book, and if you want that kind of job doing, he's the man for the job.
But then you are too. Come on,
very
I
different
think you,
thing. Very different
I, of
thing.
Of course, and it's just, different, but yes, you know, it's not plumbing.
It's definitely not. I'm an artiste, love. I'm not a plumber. I'm like doing something. I would akin what I'm doing with. I'm on heavy drugs, by the way, so I'm allowed to talk rubbish. I am doing intricate plaster work around a ceiling rose. That's what I'm fucking doing.
Oh, interesting analogy. Metaphor, yeah. Even image.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Doing, no, but what I'm saying, I was trying to give you a compliment. It's a different thing. Your audience, your thing, it's okay, there is overlap. But no, it's a different thing. And you're very good different, at what you
and he had my audience. I went on stage that night in Dublin, all nice and busy downstairs. I looked up, there's no one in the balcony, Judith. No one in the balcony.
That's bad luck.
It's bad luck. It was the first time it had happened on the tour, and I just thought, oh, this is just a reminder of how things can go. You know, when you get all sorts. No, it's true. It's true because I've been in this business for 40 years, and I have looked out at, you know, brimming theatres, and I have looked out at half empty theatres, and I've got to theatres and they've said, oh, we've moved you into the small room. And I've got to theatres and they've said, we're actually just going to do it in the bar tonight. I've done it all. Do you know what I mean?
It's a tough. I mean, okay, on a much, much, much smaller scale, I think it's the same for me in the sense that being in the creative industry, it is very up and down. It's not like a sort of career progression, is it? That you think, okay. And you can be up, down, in, out. It's hard. It really is hard.
Yes, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
The ups are good, but the downs are shite.
Well, they can be very difficult to deal with. And then, so I get home and a meal for a week, and then Phoebe and Tristan go away for the weekend, and they come back, and Arlo's got hand, foot and mouth. So we're both sort of really riddled with it. I mean, yesterday he looked quite shocking.
Well, OK, so the only thing I'm going to say to you, Jenny Clare, is this, is that it was a long tour. It was a long tour and a lot of travelling. And it's hard. It's hard for people of our age.
Well, you know, when you say our age, I'm half a decade younger. But I'm not as fit as you are, Judith. You're in better nick than I am.
No, I'm not. I probably am.
Because you do exercise and you get fresh air and all that kind of thing. And I don't, really. Anyway, I would like to go out. I would like to go out today. I'd like to find some mushrooms. Have you seen any interesting mushrooms on your walks recently?
Yes, they're everywhere. But why would you want to see mushrooms?
Because I'm fascinated by them.
Oh, you do know that's something about you I've never, never known.
I have always had a vague interest in an unusual mushroom.
Have you now?
Yes, I have, Judith. You know, I would like to be able to cook mushrooms better as a sort of main dish kind of thing. Now, I'm just going to do Taste Sensation of the Week. It's a bit delayed because it was when we were in Dublin and we went to the art gallery.
Okay.
And the cafe there, I had this roasted mushroom brioche with some cheese and dill, I think. I don't know. I can't remember what it was now.
Roasted mushroom brioche.
Yeah, brioche. It was delicious.
That's unusual.
It was a taste sensation. Yeah.
How did it not go watery? See, I'm thinking if I fry mushrooms, they go a bit watery, don't they? So how could that go in a brioche? That sounds quite skillful.
I think you might have to put them on, you know, kitchen towel or something.
Oh, dry them out.
I don't know. I don't know, Judith. I don't know whether they're roasted in the oven. I have no idea.
But
there are ways to cook mushrooms that really are sort of, and then there's so many different varieties. And anyway, I've just started following on my Twitter account quite a lot of mushroom accounts.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
It's a new hobby. Quite niche, isn't it?
Not really. Because I think that they're magical. And I think if you ever walk down London Street and suddenly you're confronted by Chicken in the Forest, say.
Chicken in the Forest? You've picked up a type, have you, already?
That's a type of mushroom that grows out of the tree.
Oh, I know the ones. They're kind of frilly.
Frilly.
I know what you mean. I think we've got some on the lawn. But when we lived in North...
No, you can't have them on the lawn.
Oh.
They come out of a tree.
Oh, all right then, have it your way. They look similar to me.
I want to see photographic evidence of the mushrooms on your lawn.
All right, I might do, but I'm not joining your club. Let me just say that now. I'm not joining the fungus club.
Judith, honestly, people are sending me photographs of the most exotic mushrooms. Do you know those ones, you know, the proper ones, the toadstools, which, you know, the red.
Oh, the red and white ones.
Yeah.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Well, there you go, you see. I've just... You've, I've just triggered your taste buds a bit, haven't you?
Well, not my taste buds. They are quite thrilling when you see them. But when we lived in Northumberland, you know, it's very wild up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the kind of moorlands. There's a place called Slaley Moor that's full of these kind of like Hansel and Gretel forests. Massive, like Kielder forest. Really dense forests, right? And on the forest bed, there were proper sort of seps and everything like that. And my friend Jane, who's the GP,
Dr. Jane.
Knows everything. Dr. Jane knows everything. So she knew the ones that you could actually eat. And I went up there with her once with a basket or two. And we got loads of them. It's so exciting. It is actually quite exciting.
There you go, foraging. I've just turned you on.
It is. I've
just turned you on to your mushrooms. And my friend Lisa Adamczewski, the artist, of course, because she's got that, she's rewilding a massive loads of hundreds of acres in Wales. And she has documented every single mushroom on her farm with a watercolour.
Oh, how beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
But
I know.
Okay, but would you trust a mushroom that I had foraged?
No.
No, I knew you were going to say no.
No, because...
I'm not sure I would you either, you see. I think Dr. Jane, I was fine.
Yeah,
you know,
The two of us, Judith, foraging in a forest with a basket. neither of us would exit that forest alive. We would poison ourselves probably within 20 minutes by daring each other. Just have a nibble. Go on, you lick it first.
I have a feeling that's right. But it's an interesting question, isn't it? Because, like, who would you trust? Do you know Daisy? I might trust. Do you know what I mean?
Daisy would do it on an app. Podcast Daisy would use an app.
Of course she would. Of course
and,
she would.
And she would be, maybe she'd be quite convinced because of the app and the youngsters choose the app. You know, they trust the apps. I'm just not sure. No, I'd want a second opinion.
Yes,
that's expert.
Right. Yeah. What we need to do is go on a foraging little course with a miss, with sir or miss.
Yes,
that we
could
say, is this all right, miss? Can we do it? Can we eat that? That then we'd be fine. But yes, I know. Yeah, I'm still not going to join your Twitter feed or whatever.
Well, I don't know
Instagram
what, Judith.
Feed.
I think there's
I'm
a.
Not.
I think that there will be a moment in the day, because I know you don't have the twins today, where you'll just be idly on your computer and you'll just type in interesting mushrooms images. There you go. We have an apology as well about the last podcast. I got confused, didn't I?
You certainly did. Do you know when you were talking about it, I thought, something weird about this. Yes, go on. Apologise fully.
I used the word lash instead of slash. I said I went for a lash in the middle of the night and the rain was lashing down. And what I meant was I went for a slash while the rain lashed down. But lash also, do you remember when you used to go out on the lash?
I do, indeed.
I was getting pissed, wasn't it?
It was getting pissed.
Do you remember
pissed.
Those days, going out on the lash?
What do we call it now, do you think? On the
It's called, when we go out for the lash now, it's called staying at home and having two glasses of wine.
Yes, it is. A one and a half in my case.
Yeah,
absolutely.
One and a half in yours, two and a half in mine, and that really is over the top. That says on the lash. And we've also been in the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, my God, yes, fancy that. Yes, they got in touch via the email, alderwiderpod@gmail.com, by the way, and said they wanted the artwork because we were going to be featured in it. Very exciting. Very exciting. But have you been able to read it? What does the article say?
Just that paragraph I put up on the notice board. That's all it said, Judith. It's a paragraph.
Saying that we were, amongst the best retirement and ageing podcasts.
Yeah, well, wasn't that keen on that, but, you know, anyway, it's on the notice board, it's on our Instagram page.
Do you think we've got some American listeners today for the first time?
I doubt
time,
it.
That might be.
I doubt it. If you are, if you're a first-time American listener who's been switched onto the podcast because of the article in the Wall Street Journal, will you please let us know? olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
Yes.
And sort of, because I have no faith or no trust in any publicity or anything anymore. So if you are new and you've joined us because of that, we would really love to hear from you.
I've got a horrible feeling that they might think that we're sort of pension advice or...
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? They might think we were interesting or informative.
You and I, who basically can't look at a form to fill in without feeling queasy or faint. and just run away from any admin, any
run away.
Even when people say things like insurance, just have you done your insurance policies? Have you? And you just think, oh fuck no, I feel sick.
I'm terrible. I just give it to Mike. Do you give it to Jeff?
What's the point? He's useless as me.
Is he? Oh, God, yeah. That's a problem.
When Jeff and I get really in a mess, we have to summon my sister up. And she's so angry with us. She gets so, so angry. You know, there's been all these forms to fill in over my mother's probate and everything.
Oh, the very word probate. I mean, that is like dropping a great big bomb of it.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Probate.
I know. It's like you get music in your head. You're going, la, 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 la. Don't want to listen to this. It's really boring. And she's so legal-minded and all this kind of thing. And, you know, everything's got to be witnessed by a proper witness. And I said, I could forge someone's name. I was joking. I say things like that just to piss her off. I say, well, you know, I've got the same handwriting as, I won't mention her by name, but someone I went to school with, we all taught the same handwriting. I said, I could just bung her name on it. And my sister just got, she really reacts. I only do it to make her react. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now, other excitement, Shay, your house is,
Sofa's arrived yesterday. And I have to say, because I know we've had sofa discussions in the past, haven't we, about the nightmare of
so difficult, delivered. So difficult choosing a sofa.
Well, yes. However, found this really good, helpful company called Sofa Sofa, and they're based in Wales, right?
Yeah.
And you can't try them out. You can't try the sofas out, which is, as they explained to me, the way they keep the prices down. Really good value. Really, really good value.
Well, I went online and I checked thought this is, you know, because they're under a grand, you can get a sofa.
Yes.
For, you know, I mean, and it looks kind of more bespoke made than IKEA. That's all I'm going to say, because I still think IKEA sofas are really good, but this looks posher.
It does look posher because, Mike and I spent a little while in, you know, that company Loaf that have got those showrooms everywhere?
Yeah.
We spent a good hour in the Loaf in Solihull, which is the nearest one to us.
They're very pleasant places to be, Loaf.
Well, yes, they are very pleasant. And interestingly, they'd all got Breton tops on. You see, okay, that's their style. That's my tribe. It's my tribe. Yes. This is going to be my sofa. And we went through, it's quite tedious, isn't it?
They're overstuffed, the Loaf ones, overstuffed.
Well, and I think overpriced, so we didn't do that in the end. And I reckon the one that's arrived, it's a third of the price. It's a third of the price. And if you don't like the way it sort of, it sits, I was going to say, but if you don't find it comfortable and you want to send it back, it's something like a 10-day, you know, they take it away and give you all your money back, apart from the delivery, which is 70 quid. I think, well, you know, that's a good, fair deal.
Did you get the dark green velvet?
I wanted the dark green velvet, but it didn't go with the other sofa. So I've gone for the teal, and it's very nice and it's very comfy. And I think, you know, Mike agrees. Yeah, I think it's good. I would recommend them. Didn't get any discount. You know, there's nothing in it for me except I think they're rather good.
Well, I think it's just a handy tip that we can pass on to our listeners. Can you sit in it rather than on it?
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I think it's you either perch on a sofa and you can not quite nestle in.
Oh, I know what you mean. Oh, yeah, you can nestle in. Because because the lady on the phone was very good. Have to have a lady on the phone. I can't be doing
it. Oh, God,
yeah.
Well, you would never. Yes. You see, this is it, Judy. This is it, because most people would just do, oh, look at the website. Right, I'll just, that's the one I want. I'll just click on that, put it in the basket, pay for it. No, you had to get through to the lady on the phone.
Of course I did. The nice lady. And she said that, well, if I were you, I would go for the, it's slightly more, but the duck-filled, you know, the down-filled cushions. So there is a certain amount of nestling, and I think the more we sit on it, the more nestling that will be possible.
Well, no, that sounds very nice indeed. Now, well, I'm just, because I've seemed to have slagged off Loaf a bit, or we've not been very kind to Loaf. I do really like Loaf because I think their colours of sofas and their linens are beautiful.
Well, I would say that they're well copied in other outlets, is all I'm saying.
I'm just going to say we do, however, have a Loaf mattress on our bed, which is very, very large. We have a don't know what it's called.
Or have you got a super king like us? We've got a super king.
Super king.
Yeah, it's massive.
And the mattress is fabulous. It is fabulous. We also have a topper, obviously, because I like a bit of a squish.
Oh, I like a topper.
I like a topper.
Oh, I remember discovering toppers.
Oh, God, it's like...
I was dismissive
at
first.
It's like being born again, isn't it? You think, why do I need one of those? I've got a mattress.
Yeah, well...
Oh, my God, just another inch or two of topper and you're just... You're on a cloud. but the only trouble is, this mattress has got no handles. It's got no handles on it.
Oh, God, that's spiteful of them.
Yeah.
Spiteful. So if you've got to move it...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's impossible.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. Have you done Zip World yet, Judith?
Oh, God. Well, I'm still prevaricating, okay? I don't want any more emails of encouragement. Thank you, gang. Very nice of you. So I'm still thinking, okay, so what I've done, I've spent a good 20 minutes on YouTube watching the, you know, the point of view head camera footage.
Yeah, the GoPro
of people,
kind of thing.
Yeah. And there are bits of the trip and the experience, A, that fucking terrify me, and B, that they haven't included, that I'm thinking, well, they haven't included that because that's the bit that's really scary. Like the actual bit when you hit the end, you know, the bit when you hit the end. I haven't seen that anywhere, and so I'm still thinking about it, okay? I'm still considering it. I'm sorry to be such a wuss, but there you go.
You're very strange, Judith, because, you're so gung-ho, and then there are some things where you're just a sniffling baby.
Oh, I know, I am a sniffling baby. It's putting your hands behind your back.
Yeah, that is really weird. I have to admit, there was a moment of panic when I did that, and I thought, so I can't even save myself. This
well,
is it's, fucking
yes,
amazing.
Exactly.
I'm going
exactly.
head first. But I think you wear a helmet. I can't remember. Yeah, of course you
wear a helmet. Yeah, of course you wear a helmet.
Listen, I'm going to give you an excuse. Anyway, I think you should go when the weather's nicer.
Oh, yes.
It'd be a shame to go now when it could be foggy.
Oh, yes. Push it into the long grass.
Anything.
Absolutely.
Push it into the long
just
grass.
Just kicked it there. Kicked it.
There you go. Very, very good. Very good indeed. Okay, so how are the twins?
Are we on to... Oh, the twins are great. Do you know what? Yesterday I had them on my own. They don't normally have them on their own for a whole morning. Because Mike's got conjunctivitis, which I think they've given him, actually.
Oh,
always.
God,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
so catching, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I mean, this is what's happening to us both is exactly what we were told,
oh,
I think, when we became nanas. Which is, well, you know, you'll be endlessly getting childish illnesses. Well, yes, we are. So I had them on my own. And I kind of decided just to be mad nana a bit. Just mad nana. So we got there really early, obviously.
You got them out of bed, poor little mites. They all wanted to lie in. There's mad nana. Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Let's get up.
I put the music on. I put some music on really loud and started to dance, you know. And they love that. Oh, my God. Eddie's got this really silly way of dancing because what he does, he just uses his right leg. He just kicks it up. Do you know what I mean? He just kicks around the kitchen and just does that. And then Stan does kind of flappy things with his arms. But they love that. So I think I need to develop that and become more
dance class. I think need to discipline the dance class though, so you know that they maybe get them some of those little black slippers.
Oh, black slippers! Yeah, yeah, little yeah, black yeah. ballet shoes.
Little
oh,
black
how
ballet
lovely!
Ballet shoes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tell you what I was listening to yesterday, I found quite interesting was I was listening to Grace Dent's Comfort Eating with Keith from Pottery Throwdown.
Oh yes,
well, he did ballet, tap, and jazz from the
did
age
he?
Of 3 to 18. Yeah,
did he?
It's a really good episode. It's a really good episode, actually.
It's a great podcast.
Well, I cannot wait to see Arlo, but strep throat is really dangerous for babies.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where they can take a nasty turn. So I am
staying
I'm just
away.
Not allowed. I'm staying away for
but
a
you're
little
missing
while.
Him. I mean, I do, you know,
terribly.
You do miss them when you don't see them. It must be, what, is it 2 weeks, 3 weeks since you see him?
No, it's 2 weeks. It's two weeks. Yeah. I video him every day. I do a little sort of show for him on a video. I do.
I do. Whoa! Did you do a little show?
Yeah.
You do a little show?
A little show. I've got Monkey. Josie Lawrence bought him a lovely monkey. So I do, Monkey talks to me, and then I tell Arlo what the monkey said. And then I get some plastic animals and I say, and Piggy says, oink, 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 you've got to get better, Arlo, because I want you to come and play. And then, quack, quack, duck. Listen, my duck impression is really good. Okay, just hold
on,
let me do it.
Oh, yes, I know. It's quite, I mean, not only is it a duck impression, but it is good. It's kind of Mallard-esque,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's,
do you know what I mean?
That's exactly what it
accurate.
Is, Judith.
Yeah.
It's a Mallard. That is a Peckham Rye Mallard.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very Thank good. You. I see a waste of talking about me talking about being a mad nana. Crikey. That's the, that's, I'm in the shallow end compared to what you're doing.
Oh, a, there's a lot of animal
Sweet.
Work going on. Anyway,
we
are
ordering.
In Culture Corner now, Judith.
Yes,
I'm going to start with Hugh Lane Gallery in Dublin, which is fabulous, including the cafe. The cafe is great. They don't do a great breakfast. It's only cake for breakfast, which I was a bit pissed off with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But then once the lunch menu kicks in at 12:30, yum, yum, yum. Roast mushroom, cheese, and tarragon. It was Judith. I've got notes here.
Not dill, tarragon.
Tarragon okay. with hazelnuts.
Oh, I say.
Yeah.
Oh my word. That does
I know,
good.
But the art gallery itself, their permanent collection is brilliant, and a lot of 20th century female artists. So.
Okay.
Sort of early, sort of 1920s, 1915 female artists, names I'd never heard of. I put one of them particularly up on the notice board was the naked lady playing with male puppets.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Which is a beautiful. And there was some great, it's a lovely size of an art gallery. And it had a Warhol exhibition on that you pay extra. It's free, but you pay for the visiting exhibitions, which is a Warhol. I really, really enjoyed it. I would recommend it. It's one of my, you know, I think it's in my top 10, maybe top 15
oh, wow.
galleries of the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why is it so nice?
It's right just... size. It's the right size. Okay. It's not overwhelming. You don't look at it and go, oh, Jesus Christ. Well,
yeah.
oh, dear.
Yeah.
You know, which
yeah.
where do I start? What do I do? And it's got this a recreation of... Francis Bacon studio, which was taken, you know, millimetre by millimetre from London and set
oh,
up in
Oh,
this,
I would yeah. have been fascinated.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd was
have been,
it a mess?
You'd have been oh, fucking, yeah, you'd have been horrified, Judith. You'd have wanted to get your rubber gloves on.
Yeah, I certainly would. I'd have been also fascinated to see his choice of brushes and how he was organising his palettes and everything.
There's no organisation of palettes
no
in there.
Organisation.
Well, it's in
big
the
brushes.
You can
Were they
check
big
it out.
Brushes?
Oh, you can't find. Yeah, I've check it out on the on our Instagram post. You never look at things
I've
I put up.
I've sometimes we. I
don't. You can't. What I found fascinating was there were empty boxes of Courvoisier brandy all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's Courvoisier.
He was pissed.
And champagne boxes
God,
all over
like
the place.
Churchill.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I might
be very
have to go this afternoon.
See...
I might get pissed this afternoon and do some painting.
Do you reckon? Maybe we'd be better if we did that. Maybe that's the way forward.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Let's see. You go first.
Okay, so that is a huge recommendation. If you're in Dublin, don't dare leave Dublin without going to that gallery. It's great.
There's a warning. I've watched quite a lot of things, actually, on the TV. Netflix, I watched the new film called Naiad with Jodie Foster and Annette Bening, which is quite... I mean, it's about a swimmer, a real, you know, it's a true story of a woman called Naiad who was a very long-distance swimmer and was the first person to actually make it from Cuba to Florida, which is sort of like a 2-3 day swim. I mean, it's a long way.
Yeah.
And there are sharks and all sorts of things. And she did it when she was... She finally did it when she was, I think, in her 60s. So, I mean, fascinating and very
time
much...
Time for you, Judith. Time. 2 years left. Time for you to do that.
Up the gangs, you know, that's definitely in our, you know, that's gang territory, isn't it? I think really amongst so, but and she had a kind of mission to say about older age and the fact that we are kind of you know, overlooked and underestimated, etc., etc.
So was Annette Bening playing this
yes,
swimmer?
Yes,
wow,
and
Jodie
and Jodie Foster playing her coach, which is all sounding fantastic. But if I'm honest, I didn't find it fantastic.
Okay,
and I found it a little bit one note, but it's still. Do you know what I would have preferred? To see, I would have preferred, if I'm honest, to see a documentary about the real woman who did
okay.
it.
Okay, interesting.
You know, there was some footage of it, but I wanted more of that and I wanted to hear her.
Have you seen the latest Poirot with Kenneth Branagh?
No. No.
It's called The Haunting of Venice. I think it came out in the cinemas and sort of got 3 stars all round. But we really enjoyed it. It's a very creepy Poirot. It's worth a watch on a miserable afternoon.
What do you mean, Michelle creepy Yeoh, Poirot?
It's really creepy. It's set in Venice. It's called The Haunting of Venice. And it's in this, you know, those fabulous kind of villas in Venice. And it's obviously based on one of the Poirot either short stories or books, but it's been reinvented and taken to Venice, and it's a Halloween kind of thing, and Michelle Yeoh plays a medium in it, and she's brilliant. And but you know that in the Poirot books there's a mate of Poirot's, and she's a fiction writer, and she's called, I think she's called Ariadne somebody or other.
Vaguely, yeah.
That was Tina Fey, and I just thought Tina Fey was too young. She was too young, too slim, and not extravagant enough for Madame Oliver, is it? Ariadne Oliver or something? I don't know. But I love Tina Fey. I think she's great, but I thought she was miscast in this. But Michelle Yeoh was fabulous.
Mm. Oh, that sounds good, Jenny.
I think you'd enjoy it. I think, you know, if it's pissing down at the weekend, it's kind of, you just go, right, well, let's...
Okay.
I'm going to sit on my new sofa. I'm going to nestle in. No snacks allowed.
No, well, that won't last, will it? But yes, that sounds good. The other thing that we've been watching on Netflix, and you've probably seen it, is All the Light We Cannot See, which is the, you know, that wonderful novel that was out, I think, a couple of years ago. You must have read it, about the blind girl in occupied Saint Malo in the...
No, I haven't read that.
It's ever so good. And it's been written, you know, sort of developed and kind of screenplayed by the genius, who is Stephen Knight, obviously.
I don't know him. Why do I
yes,
not
you
know
do.
Him?
You do. Peaky Blinders.
Oh, right. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's a very good tip, Judith.
Yeah, it's good. It's really, really good. It's a really unusual story. And Hugh Laurie's in it brilliantly, too. It's beautiful and moving and thrilling, actually. It's good.
Oh, well, I think we've covered TV very well indeed there. Mm. Is there anything else you would like to add? The Crown's on tonight! Crown! Crown!
Oh, my God, it starts tonight.
It drops today on Netflix.
Oh, I wonder what time.
I don't know. What if it's now? Sorry, we've got to go. Bye.
Bye. That's exciting.
Yeah,
that's properly exciting.
Yeah,
I want no interruptions.
Nothing. No, absolutely not. Phone off the hook. Fuck off, everybody. I'm going to eat around it. I'm going to get myself totally sorted for this.
Gym jams. That's gym jams and dressing gown. Bra off.
It is roaring fire, and a glass of wine by my side, and I will just indulge. I've enjoyed what I've seen of the Robbie Williams documentary as well.
Yes, I've seen those clips. Good.
A little bit self-indulgent, but right. I think that what we all forgot, A, was how absolutely fucking appallingly toxic the 90s were, and how young he was when they nabbed him for Take That. It was really like sort of snatching a child off the street. He was 16.
No.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
God, that is young.
It is. Formed.
Yeah. No, I'd like to see those. I suspect I won't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed Beckham. I mean, not that they are, obviously.
Oh, I think that... I think bits of it you will. I think... It's... I mean, you get quite a good snoop round the house, Judith.
Liking. Yeah, yes.
Absolutely.
Good.
Books.
Oh, Jenny, I am reading the most wonderful book, which is the Dolly Parton new one called...
Is it the Dolly Parton new one, Judith?
Oh, sorry.
Is it the Dolly Parton?
Dolly Alderton's new novel, which is called Good Material, and it's about the heartbreak, a relationship sort of splitting up, and it's from a man's point of view. And it took a little while to kind of buy into the fact that she was writing in a man's voice. Oh, it's good. It's brilliant, actually.
I'm really glad, because her first novel was a bit slagged off. Tiny bit, yeah. But I think, people are very jealous of Dolly Alderton.
Oh, she's very young and very beautiful.
Yeah, she really is. I got the wrong end of the stick with this book. It's called Good Material, and yes. I thought that it was offcuts from her columns, so I didn't really think about it.
But it's a novel,
and so I will definitely download that. I have done Dune McKicken's Lady Parts, which is a biography. I know Dune, so I was interested in listening to that. We're still on the bee sting. I know it's becoming a joke, this, but because we're not sleeping or really eating together, because I'm so terrified of Jeff to get strep throat, because he's got a stall at Dulwich College this weekend with his prince, and he needs to be really well to do that, and
you're
I want to be able to help
free.
So
yes.
Yeah, it's like kind of back in the old COVID days. And by the way, it was never COVID, this. I had a load of shit on Twitter about me spreading COVID around while I was on tour. I did two tests when I got back. It's negative. I've had a face-to-face doctor's appointment. It's strep throat. People, get over yourselves. Because I'm,
right.
The last to
deny. Oh, you're very
good
about that sort of thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we will be at, his stall, 20th Century Prince, will be at Dulwich College on Sunday, this weekend. Some very, very lovely stuff. Some nice Chagall prints and some beautiful black and white botanical prints by somebody famous that I've never heard of.
Oh, I saw the picture. Very classy.
Yeah, there were some. They're very nice, those. And they're nice to buy two or three and sort of block them in your home. But that's that. I briefly mentioned Grace Dent's pot. Grace Dent going into the jungle, Judith.
Is she? How come you haven't heard? I don't know who you sounded like when you just did that.
I just sometimes think.
You have heard.
It's because you haven't got your face in social media for four hours a day.
No, that's right. Oh, great. Oh, yeah. That's a good booking.
Her
really
and Farage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's absolutely pissed off that he's going, actually, because it's one of those things where you go, oh, really? They did that last year with Twat Face.
Do you know they did, actually?
And now they're doing it again.
It's the same trick,
isn't
it?
Pattern. Yeah. It's a bit disappointing. But anyway, I mean, everyone's looking forward to some spattage there. So any other podcast news from you, Judith?
Only that I've sort of been dipping into and enjoying very much Rob Brydon's podcast. It's Rob Brydon and .. And I listened to, I think they're quite long. They might be an hour. He did a beautiful interview with Michael Palin, which I have to say, I mean, Michael Palin, you don't know anybody who could possibly dislike Michael Palin.
He's the exceptional
wonderful.
One of the pythons, isn't he?
Very much
some
so.
Of the others were complete
oh, yes.
dicks.
Absolutely.
True. Right. Well, so that's a good.
Yes. Nice listen.
It's a nice listen. That's a good tip, Judith. I think we've fulfilled our obligations
this week with
tips
we?
And hints
yes.
and
Mushrooms.
Sofas and
Ooh,
and
we've
Quincy
covered some ground,
and
haven't we?
Oh, we've covered some ground.
Mattress toppers.
Really have. Absolutely. I would enjoy this email. Can I go back? I would enjoy this podcast if I was a listener. I would really enjoy today's episode. I'd go, well, they've covered some ground. Literally, with the mushrooms, they've covered ground there. Anyway, there we go. We've got
what
some
do we know?
Emails.
What do yeah. we know? Yes.
Let's
yes.
A quick thank you from you, I think, is due, Judith, for the suggestions on Max.
Oh, lots of nice suggestions. Yes, very conscientious. Mac hunting and tips that were shared with me. Thank you very much. I'm dithering. I'm feeling a bit broke, actually, at the moment. So,
that's because you went on a bloody expensive meal out.
Yes,
and
I
you're
know.
Still recovering.
Ellen's birthday, absolutely.
Okay,
so,
never do that again.
But thank
I
you
haven't
very
been
much.
Out for a meal since before COVID. Apart
oh,
from...
that can't be true. You mean that you've paid for?
Well, nobody else pays for my dinners,
Wait,
I can tell you
do
that.
Do you go out for posh dinners with your agent?
Lunch. I go out for lunch
oh,
twice a year with my agent.
Okay.
Twice a year. Jeff and I, since the economic downturn, have only done Five Guys. That's all we've done. But I'm not fussed. I couldn't give a shit. We have had a thank you for the Old and Wider podcast. This is a bit of a delayed email, but that's because I've been poorly sick. But this one is from Kim, who says... this will have happened by now, but she was in the middle of preparing the catering for her father-in-law's funeral, and she was very glad to have us by her side in the kitchen. And she was doing all sorts of things, Judith. She sounded a bit like you.
She does, very much so. And then she goes on to say, we have 80-plus people coming to the funeral.
Jesus
and
God.
I said I'd do the catering and have gone full Judith. Oh, go, Kim. God. Despite being very sad, I know I'm going to have a nice time in the kitchen listening to your pod. How lovely. I hope
that
it went really
lovely.
Well, Kim. Wonder what she made.
Yeah. It's too late now because it'll been eaten, but we'd have liked a photo of all the pastry work.
That would be good, really.
And then we've got someone else saying, Sandra agrees. This is from Sandra. Oh. She agrees with me. Hummus, overrated, especially the flavoured ones, carrot, beetroot, blah.
You started
and she's got the same thoughts about pesto.
Steady on, Sandra. You know what I mean?
Steady on. I went off pesto for about a decade and back on it now.
Pesto is wonderful. It's got to be very good quality. It's got to be good quality. It's ever so easy to make.
Don't be ridiculous.
It is. Oh, except you need a blender, so you'll be hoping. No good you doing it. It's terribly easy to make. It's just basically really good olive oil. Basil, fresh basil, parmesan.
Pine nuts.
And pine nuts. And
garlic.
Yeah,
there you go. I don't like garlic. No, I just like the jars of Sackler. That'll do for me. Finally, well, I really like this and it might be another handy hint. This is from Bernie, age 59, and she lives in York. She says, I wanted you to know that I've just started to become a silver swan. Started ballet lessons for the over 55s. Initiative run by the Royal Academy of Dance nationally. Each class is held by a qualified ballet teacher trained to teach silver swans. She's joined one of the classes held in York. No previous dance experience necessary.
Wow. Bernie, she's 59. Do you know, I like the sound of that very much. And if I'm going to be Mad Nana with the twins, I might have to get some more moves. I might look into that.
You need to get those pliés going.
The pliés?
And as you all know, we don't often do shout-outs and requests, but this is a special one. And this is from Sue Speller, and she wants to send her love and our love, of course, to her friend Sue Ferguson, who's about to start treatment for cancer for the second time, will lose her hair again. She's a big fan, and they both came to see us in July at Leicester Square and had a great time. So...
good luck, Sue Ferguson, and courage, and
we'll be sending every good wish your way. Yeah. Right you are, folks.
Good.
What have you got planned for the rest of the day, Judith?
I'm going to do a spot of gardening, I'm going to get on my bike, that's about it, really. What about you?
I still haven't planted my Sarah Raven bulbs.
Oh, you need to get those in.
Does Jeff need to get them in?
I
hate the feel of soil on my hands. It's one of those things.
Well, some gardening gloves, surely.
No, of course
I haven't. Oh, Jenny, don't be ridiculous. You haven't got any gardening gloves.
No, why would I have gardening gloves?
Well,
what I have got is
down.
Some silicone gloves left over from the COVIDs. And I wear those.
Disposable ones?
Yeah.
Disposable ones. Oh, no, you can't do that. You need some gardening gloves.
Oh, please don't buy me gardening gloves for Christmas.
They'll be purple.
They sound awful.
Yeah.
They'll go straight into the recycling gift box. Well, I think it's all we have left to say, Judith, is we will love you and leave you.
Yes.
This time next week.
This time next week. That's right. Illness is willing. Toodle pip.
Illness is willing. Jesus, God in heaven. All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Bye, gang.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.